This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at some of the underlying work that he's done, I mean, there's a little bit of unluckiness in his game. You know, he would square up the ball, you know, from time to time and get hits, get big hits. You know, I think at this point, though, you know, we can't just rely on the expected numbers. I think, the level of production that we need to see out of him and that position needs to be better. And so, you know, there's some physical adjustments that can be made, and you know, we're going to dive into that.
That was Chris Getz talking about his now former first baseman, Andrew Vaughn. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We are live coming to you from Gallagher Way as we get you ready for Cubs baseball, Cubs and Pirates in the second game of that series coming at 1:20. Pregame is at 12:30. And we got the news right before the show that the Andrew Vaughn era of White Sox baseball has come to an end. Vaughn traded with the Brewers in exchange for a pitcher who has quite the resume in Aaron Civale and cash. And already Vaughn was assigned to AAA Nashville. Now there's a couple of pieces that are of note in this when it comes to the background. Number one, Civale had requested a trade from the Brewers when he got sent to the bullpen.
Yesterday.
Well, he got it.
That's quick work right there. I want to be traded. Oh, you know what? That ain't no problem. No. A day later, you're gone?
Yeah, that was a pretty quick response. And then we also saw that the Brewers called up their top pitching prospect, Jacob Mizorowski, who proceeded to throw straight gas in his debut, topping speeds of 101 miles an hour consistently. And his slider was a cool 96 miles an hour. So they said, you want to be out of here? No problem. They traded him for somebody who had the second worst B-war in Major League Baseball at minus 1.6.
That's Andrew Vaughn's number? Minus 1.6?
It was at the big league level.
Listen,
then he got demoted last month, as we know, to Charlotte.
Andrew Vaughn, the numbers he put up as a White Sox are not the most concerning numbers. The most concerning numbers are 2019 number 3 overall draft pick. And this is what you got out of him. He's a guy who never became what you thought he was going to be, which was a good first baseman, a power-wielding first baseman, a right-handed bat in the White Sox lineup. He became an albatross in that lineup. And when they finally did send him down, it was an announcement. Now they're making another announcement. And really, this is a really shrewd and prudent trade by Chris Getz and company, because now you get Aaron Civale, you throw him into your rotation. If he does well, say, the route of Adrian Houser, if he does something like that, you flip him at the deadline, you get more lottery tickets. This is what the White Sox should be doing going forward.
It's a savvy pickup for the White Sox, because he clearly needed a change of scenery. Well, he's going to get to start for the Sox if he wants, that's for sure. Civale turned 30 yesterday. He's pitched in the major leagues with Cleveland, so he's faced the Sox a time or two. Tampa Bay and Milwaukee, as we mentioned. But yeah, the timing of how he asked for the trade and then the trade indeed happened, and it was for Andrew Vaughn, We talked about messages sent and how Andrew Vaughn's demotion was definitely one. Well, all of the messages were sent in this move when it comes to both teams.
But also, this could be a move that you see be the forebearer of a bigger move with Luis Robert Jr. Somebody taking a chance on him, like obviously the Brewers are taking a chance that they can rehab and revitalize Andrew Vaughn, starting at AAA. But if he comes up and contributes at the major league level, this is a win-win situation for both of these teams.
We say it all the time in the NBA, and we probably don't say it enough in baseball. You know, Theo was always the big change of scenery is good for athletes guy. Of course, he built his teams based on that motto, but it is about fits. And in this case, when the Brewers, who are very much battling for top spot in the division, want to make a move like that, I think it sends a big message. They don't care. They don't care that they need somebody talent-wise or that they need that resume. They're going to make sure that they're going to get somebody who may produce for them in some way, shape, or form later. One of those ace in the pocket type of things, I think. Andrew Vaughn, I know that's a stretch to maybe call him an ace in the pocket, but when you consider that you might need his bat or at least the depth, I understand the process.
How about it's a card in the pocket, and we don't know what it's going to be, but hey, it's nice to have an extra card.
It's a
card. I don't know the value.
Ace, maybe we'll debate that. Sure.
It's a scratch-off, and you know, scratch-offs, sometimes they pay out nothing, but sometimes you get like a free $2. You know,
I think you're on the last line of the scratch-off card with this lottery ticket.
But if you go like lottery tickets and, you know, if you get like certain numbers right, you get like $2. You're not getting the billions in the jackpot. But, hey, at least I got some of my money back that I spent on these lottery tickets. That's
also
the way they're looking at this.
But if this works out for the White Sox, that's big for them. And it's big for me financially because I get the dollar from the 46.5 win total. They need a pitching help.
I think you're going to get your dollar from the 46. Now, I should go ahead and pay you in advance. Did you pay Robbie yet?
No. I have $1 for him, and I haven't.
So I'm the only one out of the three of us, the trio, Ray, Layla, Marshall. I'm the only one who's actually paid Robbie his $2.
I'm a city girl. I don't walk around with cash in the city. You know, that's kind of my MO.
I'm good for it.
You're good for it?
I got it in my pocket.
Okay. All right.
I got that half dollar coin I've got too. What if I pay him in the half dollar coin, a dollar bill in two quarters?
I don't think that's the move. I don't think that's the move at all. But I do think the move is getting Andrew Vaughn gone out of the organization. There's no longer a question of, hey, White Sox, is Andrew Vaughn going to come back up? You don't have to answer that question anymore. You don't have to worry about Tim Elko, who's also batting under 200. Hey, maybe Andrew Vaughn needs another shot. That's gone. It is no longer part of the possible equation, and that's a great move for a White Sox team that is trying to look forward and not look back.
Hey, they almost tied the Astros yesterday.
Astros.
I'm telling you, I was like, oh, 4-3, that's not bad. I'm like, okay. Mike Tauchman, I see what you did. I'm like, that was almost taking 2 out of 3 against the Astros. Don't talk about that second game where the Astros scored 10 runs. We won't talk about that part.
No, I can't.
But
I can't.
When it came to what I expected them to do in Houston versus what I actually saw, it was an improvement.
So right now they're on pace to win a third of their games. That's 54-108 on the season.
Yeah, listen, I'm not saying they're going to pass like losing 100 games mark. I don't think that they're in the 99 loss territory. I'm not saying that.
But if they were to get there,
that would be big. Think about the amount of games they would improve by year to year if that were the case. You're talking about 40 games.
Listen, they're 1-2 to start the stretch in which I told you they would finish 500 from now until the All-Star break. They're 1-2. Win 2 out of 3 against the Rangers, who have been a much, much, much more disappointing team than a lot of teams around Major League Baseball. You take 2 out of 3 against them. I think Shane Smith's due up in this series, so the possibility exists that the White Sox could go 500 the rest of the way between now and the All-Star break. And when they do that, I'm going to be like, I told y'all. Y'all didn't want to believe.
Yeah, there are some critical, I think, 6-week stretches for a couple of teams who will really decide many teams' fates with what they want to do, not just their own. I feel like the Rangers are one. Do you guys want to be buyers or sellers at the deadline? Because if you're sellers, you can give a lot to a lot of teams who have resource needs. Or, again, I think the Cardinals. But I'm a little more skeptical about the Cardinals becoming buyers, for sure.
If you are a Cubs fan, you want as many sellers as possible. If you are a White Sox fan, you want as many buyers as possible.
We have more coming up on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We moved up our 5 on It segment because we are anticipating a visit from Crane Kenny. So that will be in the 12 o'clock hour. 5 on It is back with us at 11 o'clock. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.